This next song I'm going to sing is about cleaning out your mind, about taking the stuff you have in your brain that builds up during the day that you want to get rid of. And, you know, how do you do that? If your car gets dirty, you know, you wash your car. You know, if your cat gets dirty, you give him a bath. You know, if your dog gets insanely, you know, you just hose him down. You just hose him down. So what do you do if your brain gets just nasty and dirty and stuff? It's called brainwash. 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 How do I get my brainwash? Drugs. 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 Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwash? Baseball bat. Baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull. Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwash? Oh my god. 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 Orgasm. Brainwash, brainwash, how do I get my brainwash? Think about soap, 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 think about soap. Thank you. This next song is about pets. You know, it's about obedience, about doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And it's about this guy who has his pet dog. You know, he has this dog, and the dog grabs his shoe and starts shaking it around, shaking around. He say, "Don't do that, dog. Put that shoe down. Don't mess with my shoe." And the dog takes the shoe anyway, and he grabs it. You know, you take it away. You put it up someplace high where you can't get at it. You look back and he's taking a pee on your jacket. He's taking a pee on your jacket. This is a song about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Soup, funky monkey taking a poop, funky monkey in my soup, funky monkey taking a poop. Funky monkey in my soup, funky monkey taking a poop, funky monkey in my soup. Monkey taking a poop. Thank you very much. Thank you, monkey. This next song's about the reptiles in life, about the lizards, the snakes, the turtles, the things that other people don't consider pets, you know, but us that do have them do consider them as friends of the family, as family and stuff like that. And this song goes out to my late bearded dragon, my lizard who died just last week. Yes, it is very sad, but he did die. And this song is for him. I found it, you're not supposed to feed him fireflies because they're very toxic. And unfortunately, that was the mistake. When you have a pet, you know, you have a responsibility to be its mother, its father, its dad, you know, and stuff like that. But I had good 6 long years with him. And this is a song about the reptile swap where he was first purchased at. And it goes like this. Mm-hmm. reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Alligators, scissors, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian mini dragons, leprechauns too, chameleon, chameleon. At the reptile swap, the reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-dee, reptile swap, the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-dee, reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me.
Thank you.
This song about a guy with a little problem, you know. I mean, everybody has a little something different about him, you know. But this guy, his difference can be considered a little problem. It's like when you walk in from outside and it's been raining and your shoes are wet. You're walking around a nice clean floor and it makes this kind of squeaky little sound, this little squeaky, squishy sound, you know. This guy's problem, he makes a sound all the time. All the time he makes this little sound. No one knows why, he already does, it just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I make a squeaky sound. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. They call me Mr. Squeaky. This next song happened one New Year's Eve. I was hanging out with some friends, you know, getting drunk, getting ready to go out, you know, and we're sitting around, we're like smoking the Hobbit leaf, you know, getting kind of crazy. We decided to go to this party that wasn't too far. We just walked to it, just walked on down to this party. And this girl, she had this awesome apartment, like really nice stuff and shit, you know. And I'm like walking around, I go in this one room and it's all painted red. It's all painted red. And in this room, she has these glass cabinets. And in these cabinets are these dolls. But they're not dolls. There's like these heads of dolls. And each one is mutilated in some strange way, you know? Some are, like, their eyes poked out. Others are, like, ripped in half and sewn back together with twine. It was just really bizarre with needles and stuff like that. It was freaking me out. Freaky, freaky doll head. Everywhere I look, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads. Why in the world does she have these freaky, freaky doll heads? These freaky, 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 freaky doll heads. Freaky, freaky doll heads. Freaky, freaky doll heads. All around me, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads. What I'm gonna do with all these freaky, freaky doll heads? I just can't move with all these freaky, freaky doll heads. Dollars, freaky dollars, follow me. These freaky dollars, find the world. These freaky dollars, find the world. These freaky dollars. This next song is about going to work in the morning. Thank God we all don't have to work, or most of us don't have to go to work tomorrow. I don't, which is really nice because work has been driving me absolutely fucking crazy. But, you know, when I'm here with my friends, I'm just hanging out. I'm myself, you know, I'm rich experience. I'm just like looking at all my pals and stuff, you know. I'm just like the guy everybody knows, you know. But when you're at work, you're somebody else, you know. No one knows I do this shit. You never fucking go with that. So I'm like, you know. I'm like, somebody says, hey, how you doing? I say, hey, I'm hungover. I was out all fucking night last night. You know, good to see you. No, I don't say that. I say, hey, good morning. How are you doing? I smile. You know, I just keep walking. I just keep walking. You know, it's about having a different face on. You know, it's called the work face. I got my work face on. On the work face on, on the work face on, on the work face on, on the work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on, work face on, my work face on, my work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on, my work face on, my work face on, my work face on. Asshole, dumbass, dweeb, jerk, kiss their ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass, kiss my ass. I got my work face on. I got work face on. I got work face on. I got work face on. Work face on. Na 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 na. Thank you. Ooh. I'm gonna slow it down just a little bit. This song like hankers back to my old days back in Naperville, Illinois, when I used to hang out at home back in grade school, and I used to have this little space in my closet, you know, that would open up into the wall, and you could crawl into this little area. It's like this little crawl space, and you could put this little piece of board in front of it, you know, and I could hide from my parents and shit in there, you know. They never knew where the fuck I was. So I hid all my porno and crap in there and shit. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide on into my crawl space. Porn and dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest girl in the fourth grade. Slide on into my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Thank you. After that craft incident, I was unemployed for quite a while. And, you know, the weird thing when you're unemployed, you're used to getting up every day about, you know, 6 o'clock and doing something, you know. And then that first day I was laying in bed, I woke up right about 6 o'clock, and I'm wide awake, and I'm just laying there in bed. My little cat, you know, is real friendly, comes up and starts nuzzling me, and he starts nuzzling me, and I'm like, you know, this cat's got a little funk to it. He's got a little funk to it, you know. I got to do something, you know. So I decided to wash him off, you know, to hose him down, to give him a little bath, you know. So I took out the palm olive and put him in the shower, you know, and just started hosing him off. Song is about computers. Does anyone use computers in their work or anything like that? No one does. That's very good, because you don't want to, because they will steal your life away. They will steal your life. And that's why this song was written, because my sister is addicted to computers, and that's all she does, is just live off the internet, just live on the internet. Again. Data entry again. Data entry again. My computer is my friend. Work. Fun. Again. Data entry again. My computer is my friend. Thank you. Yeah, she does, actually. And she's still single, by the way. This next song's about life, death, and redemption. Life, death, and redemption. I was getting up late for work, and I walked outside, and I saw this little... I was running outside, and I was hungry, I didn't get to eat, so I saw this little lifesaver sitting on the ground, you know, this little lifesaver, and I was sitting there, and I was thinking about picking it up, you know, so I took a closer look at it, and there was all these ants just, like, running all over it, all these ants just, like, just running all over this little lifesaver, you know, and this little kid comes walking by with his mom, you know, and he looks at it, you know, and he looks like he's just gonna run over there and just jump on the thing or something, just to smush all those little fuckers, you know, and I was thinking, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't.
So I was walking home from work, you know, and it just rained, and I was walking back, and I saw this little worm just crawling across the sidewalk. I'm like, little worm, man, what the hell are you doing? Why aren't you, like, underground, you know, just partying with your little friends, you know, just hanging out.
Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I went back up to my apartment, just hanging out. Open the door, and here comes my cat. Just walks right up. Lies right down on his stomach, you know, his legs right down on his back, you know, and rolls around. Looks up at me with those big green eyes, you know.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
Thank you. And now for my last number, I will prepare a song called Skateboarding. I don't have a skateboard on me, but if I did, I would skateboard around this place because it's nice and smooth wood area, nice wood grain, you know. But it goes a little like this. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Ride that concrete wave. Experience. I have CDs to give away if anybody wants one. Thank you.